This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado man is among those indicted for defrauding hundreds of thousands of donors in a scheme that claimed it would build a privately funded wall on the Mexico border. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The man, Timothy Shea of Castle Rock, worked with President Trump's top advisor, Steve Bannon, in the effort called We Build the Wall. Federal prosecutors allege he and others enriched themselves through the national fundraising effort, despite promising donors they would not take a penny in compensation. Bannon, Shea, and two others named in the case all have first court appearances today. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
As COVID-19 cases drop across Colorado, new outbreaks continue at some businesses and events. Lindsay Fent reports.
The state health department identified 20 new coronavirus outbreaks across Colorado this week. Most were at restaurants. At least seven reported staff members who tested positive for the disease. Several large gatherings also accounted for a spike in COVID-19 cases. These included an outbreak at a rodeo in Prowers County and at a wedding in Golden last week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Denver's Stapleton neighborhood is now called Central Park. The local board approved the move yesterday. The neighborhood was named after former Denver Mayor Benjamin Stapleton, a member of the KKK. The change was spurred on by demonstrations against racism and police violence following the death of George Floyd. 85 in Denver, it's 76 in Vail, 93 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.